With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. A land conservation group says it's helped ensure 7,300 acres of land in western Montana's Blackfoot River corridor remains in public hands. The Nature Conservancy says the acquisition just east of Missoula in the Belmont Creek area is due in large part to funding from the Land and Water Conservation Fund. LWCF uses royalties from offshore oil and gas development to fund outdoor projects. In a $5.6 million deal announced this week, the Conservancy sold the land formerly owned by Plum Creek Timber Company to the Bureau of Land Management. The group says the sale has stitched together that was once a patchwork of public and private land. As more funding becomes available, the Conservancy's Western Montana Land Protection Director says the group would like to sell more land to the BLM. Chris Bryant says that's one reason why LWCF's full funding is crucial.
Yeah, there's an opportunity to permanently protect a significant amount of land up the Blackfoot, former industrial timberland, and land and water conservation would be a key part of that. It's not the only funding mechanism, but it's by far the most important one.
The land is already open to the public, but Brian says as long as it was privately owned, there was no guarantee it would remain that way. Montana officials say public schools received nearly $46 million through state management of trust lands, minerals, and timber for the financial year that ended June 30th. The Great Falls Tribune reports that amounts to over $300 for each child enrolled in Montana public schools and more than 5% of the Office of Public Instruction's budget. Trustland revenue also helps the Montana University System, the Montana School for the Deaf and Blind, the Montana Veterans Home, and public buildings. The revenue is raised through agricultural leases and grazing, oil, gas, coal, and mineral royalties, logging, and land sales. For more stories like these, head to mtpr.org. Sophia Stewart Rossi, Montana Public Radio.